Hey everyone, welcome back. You've reached the I Am podcast with Sonia, and I have a very special guest with us today. Before I go too far, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. We've had some exciting episodes, and we've passed the 200 border, which it's exciting. It is very exciting. Thank you, Tina. And this is episode 205, so I guess we're gonna have to come up with a landmark for what's next. So put your thinking caps on, send me some ideas. My first name, Sonia, and my last name, Sonia Janice at gmail.com. And let's see what we can come up with for the next fun event besides the 200 that we just celebrated. And if you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to the 200th episode. It is with a special guest called her name is Ramona, and we did a live coaching call on that episode. There are freebies and giveaways and so much to unpack there. So if you haven't heard it, circle back. You're absolutely going to love it. And today we have a heart to heart for you. So for those of you that are new, maybe you're coming from Tina's family or friends, her international family, or you're coming from some of my network, we both want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for giving us some of your time, and an opportunity to connect and to grow and to be a part of your story. Because you just never know when somebody's going to say something or when you're going to read something and it's all going to come together. So I'm going to start with what I learned today, and I normally don't do this, but I'm going to throw this out there. Tina and I were going to talk about it in it anyways. But sometimes it's a matter of changing your language and changing your dialect. And when you do that, you can start creating a life of unapologetic joy. Sound familiar, Tina?
It sure does.
Perfect. That's actually going to be the name of today's episode. I took it from your bio. And I am definitely giving Tina all the credit for that one. But so I was reading today. I guess it was before Aquafit this morning. A friend was picking me up. And this book I haven't dived into yet. Like literally, I'm on the intro. So I'm not going to say anything as to what the book's about. Well, it's called Growing Boldly, but I don't know anything more about it yet. So I'm going to kind of keep it in my back pocket. But we've all had changes. We're all sitting here on the other side of COVID, and most of us are sitting here on the other side of 50. And some of us are sitting here on the other side of acceptance as you finally put two and two together and the pieces to that puzzle connect, whether it's through neurodivergencies or the way you think differently or how you carry yourself about. And language can change everything. It can bring you so much joy. You're the one singing at Aquafit class. You're the one singing loud and proud at church. You're the one wearing the fun clothes because it feels right for no other reason, but it feels right. So rewiring is key. And I know we're going to touch on this in so many different elements, but rewiring is what's going to lead you to joy that much sooner. And sometimes it can simply just be language. My language today, my lesson, my flip of the script is we all know that life before COVID and life after COVID are two different things. And in my case, I had a personal training studio for 5 years that I had built up from nothing. And it comes with a story and it meant so much. And I kept on saying, COVID took that away. My story was very much victim of that particular scenario, of the community I had built, of watching people become the most amazing version of themselves. Men, women alike, mainly women, they were pushing themselves past limits and supporting each other. And I can't describe all of this. But I can tell you when I was selling my weights in April of 2020, it was hard. I was crying. A chapter was closing, whether I wanted to or not. And sure, I could have held on to everything and we could have waited to see what happened. Now, in Canada, fitness training was the very last one, and we were in and out of lockdown for 2 years. So it was a little bit different than other countries. So my story was still very much this happened, it was an uncontrollable, therefore I am a victim and I feel sorry for myself, which I want to say is very human. Okay. We start in victimhood, especially if we are fighting any, not fighting, I guess, any ADHD demons, any anxiety demons. If we've got those in our landscape, in our short-term landscape, that fight is even harder, right? We're twice as hard on ourselves, it's scientifically proven. So what I learned today by reading this book, the intro section of it, is the landscape of business changed. That's true. There's no story attached to that. There is no emotion attached to that. That actually feels light. How does it feel to hear, Tina?
It does feel like it feels very different, than
Feels
saying I
very,
lost everything or took it from me. Yeah, it feels very
right? So
different.
the landscape of business changed, and I like that. So propel that, take that forward into your life, see where you can apply it or something else you might get from today's show. I wanted to throw that tidbit because you never know when you're going to learn something, when you're open to learn something. With no further ado, I want to bring Tina into our studio, although I pulled her in indirectly right there. Tina, please take some time and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Sonia. It's really a pleasure to finally meet you and have a conversation with you. We just kind of connect, which is lovely. Just a little bit about myself. I am living internationally currently in Mexico, originally from Des Moines, Iowa. I was a spiritual teacher for 7 years, so I traveled throughout the US with a not-for-profit, teaching and directing different centers, as well as teaching meditation, concentration, visualization, and studying more of the esoteric works. I was in a car accident shortly after I moved from Des Moines, Iowa, which I was hit by a semi. So that introduced me to chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage therapy as forms of treatment. Because I'd grown up in a household being like, rub my shoulders, walk on my back, but never saw it as a career. And after that accident, it would really help to open my mind and my eyes. And of course, I believed in self-healing also, but I needed help. And so that got me into massage. And then my last car accident got me out of massage. I was rear-ended by an 89-year-old lady at a stoplight in Dallas, Texas, where I was living. And after trying several different things, to change careers and move my life forward, I was still really unhappy and just stuck and very angry after this happened in 2017. And in 2020, I decided to turn a 10-day birthday trip to San Diego into a, guess what? I'm moving to Mexico.
Okay, so
Yeah.
let's just make sure that we caught the essentials there. You were feeling stuck and unhappy. Life was beyond hard. And what stood out to me the most, and this is truer than true, self-healing, I said needs help, true, but takes help. You can't really, you can only go so far by yourself. Even when it comes to self-healing, even when it comes to treatments, right? We can't heal from the same place that got us here. And that's something hard to wrap yourself around. It's not necessarily environmental, it's not necessarily spiritual. It could be any of these elements, and typically it's a nasty combination, and you've got to figure out the code. But let's go back to you for a second. You were stuck, unhappy, life was beyond hard, and you took your birthday, which was which one? 50th, is that what you said?
No, it was before that. It was 2020. Oh my gosh, I have to do math. I'm 53 now, so I think it was about 47.
Okay,
47,
about
so
five.
47. Yeah.
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 Is that right, math? Three, Seven?
You want us
I think we're good. I think we're good to say 5 years
math,
ago.
really?
No, because we're 2025, so 5 years ago would be 2020. It's 7 years ago. Or eight, I don't know. Gosh, we're both pretty smart women and we're not able to do simple math on a Wednesday afternoon.
No, not
Okay,
my strong
okay.
point.
So you're about 47 when this happens, and you took your birthday, a 10-day getaway, and turned it into a lifestyle.
Because it
Why?
was going to be 10 days, and then it was going to be 3 weeks, and then it was like, you know what? I'm going to move to Mexico. And I turned that 3 weeks into 2.5 months of traveling Mexico to find my place.
Okay, so tell us about that, because that's wicked. First of all,
Well,
taking the 10-day birthday, and then to 3 weeks, and then to 2.5 months.
yeah, and I found out that if you work for somebody else, they actually fire you for that. I didn't know
Oh,
that.
yeah, girl. You get fired for every reason. I'm
I didn't
sorry.
know that.
A minute. Let's go there, because I don't really think I'm hireable right now. So I'm gonna say this, it's kind of irks me. They love the resume. They love your resume. They bring you in, and you got a little cheeky attitude, and you're smart and you're witty, and they like your personality and they want you on their team. First day at work, you're pretty much told to sit down, shut up, and do what you're told.
Yep,
And that's
exactly.
it. That's it. That's it. They don't want your brain. They don't want your ideas. They just want you to be a puppet and pay you for it. And somebody said it best, and of course I don't know who offhand without Googling it. I am thinking Tony Robbins, but I could be dead wrong. Your paycheck is what they offer you. It's the price to give up your dreams.
It's a golden handcuffs.
Well, it's the golden handcuffs. Golden handcuffs plays a different idea in my mind for, like, my husband, for instance, gets his bonus once a year at a certain time. If you're not at the company, then you don't get it. So that
Interesting.
for me is golden handcuff, where you have to you're pretty much forced to stay on. I mean, he loves his job, don't get me wrong, but again, as soon as you say something, they don't like that, so. Yeah, so that's what I think. And other companies did that as well. You would get your bonuses at year end if you're good, if you're here, if you're a well-behaved, quiet little puppet. We don't belong in corporate, do
No, I've really never been in corporate or not for very long, to be honest. You know,
Oh
I was a
man, I
massage
spent
therapist.
30 years, so I should shut my mouth because.
I spent 20 years as a massage therapist. So I worked in a little dark room and usually was self-employed or working at high-end spas. So yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you did a combination of both high-end spas and for yourself.
Self-employed, yeah. Absolutely. And it gives you a lot of freedom, which is really nice. That's why when it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, you really can't leave for 2.5 months. I was like, really? Are you sure about that? Yeah, I thought I could. So, but I did it because I found so much healing in Mexico, and that's why it's just extended. And I'm also very geographically challenged, evidently, and directionally challenged, and technology challenged. So, you know, we've got the trifecta here going on. I
You're
had
a
done a
great
lot
coach.
exactly. I had done a lot of research as far as where people wanted to live in Mexico, because I'd been coming down for a couple of years for dental work, and I just fell in love with it. I never wanted to leave, and so I was like, I'm gonna go to Mexico because San Diego and Mexico are just like this, and I didn't realize that until I was like, oh, I looked at a
Okay.
map. Yeah, so I went to a lot of different places in Mexico. Actually, when I crossed the border in Tijuana, they did not scan my passport and they did not have me fill out anything out, so I snuck into Mexico. So yay. Yeah. I know. And I went from Tijuana to Guadalajara and Ajijic and Lake Chapala, which those are two big retirement communities right by Guadalajara. And I love Guadalajara. It's really an amazing city. Had a lot of fun there. It's very charming, and this was back in 2020, so not a lot of people were traveling, so it was really nice. And like Chapala and Ajijic, they're very small towns. And Ajijic is kind of artsy. So it has these really cute cobblestone streets and little shops. You can buy things. But I knew those weren't my place. So I kind of kept traveling and I went to, I think it was Guanajuato next, which Guanajuato is an amazing tourist town, brightly colored buildings, very quaint, lots of very artistic, lots of craftsmanship. It was beautiful. But I'm like, okay, this isn't my place either. So I'm like, let's keep going. I think San Miguel was next and I got horribly sick. Because everyone was eating street food, so I thought I could eat street food. No, no, no,
No.
no, 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 no. And my
Not
I
if we
went to
want to be healthy.
I went to see an acupuncturist. He's like, yeah, don't do that. He's like, don't eat all the street food, especially the fresh fruit, which is amazing because you can buy, fresh fruit for like 20 pesos, which is like a dollar. I'll cut up for you, but he's like, they sprinkle water on it and you don't know where that water is coming from, and that can make you very sick. So I
Okay.
was very sick for about 4 days in San Miguel Allende, and everybody loves San Miguel Allende. For me, it was a little white, to be honest, and it's very touristy, and like I didn't get the full experience because I was very sick. And people are like, okay, you need to go to Querétaro next, and my pronunciation is awful. So let's just
Okay.
admit that I have the whitest pronunciation ever of Mexican terms.
Okay.
So we'll just say that. So I went to Querétaro next, which is a beautiful. The entire city center is a UNESCO heritage site.
Okay.
So it's one of the only places that has it, but the entire city center. And when I was there, I met some people that live there in Mexico. They're like, oh, because I'm like, I want to live by the beach, have a walking city, and have great architecture. And they're like, oh, you need to go to Oaxaca. Okay. Oaxaca is a state. I didn't know that. It's a state in Mexico. It's also a city.
Okay.
Okay. You Google Oaxaca, beaches come up. I'm like, perfect. I want to go live at beach. Yeah, I went to Oaxaca City. Oaxaca City is in the mountains. It's not a beach town.
Okay.
Yeah, but I went from
Okay.
Querétaro to Mexico City, and then to Oaxaca City, and I was like, where are the beaches? Yeah, there's no beaches. There's absolutely no beaches there. So yeah, they're like, the beaches are 8 hours that way. So, and Oaxaca City is an amazing, amazing city. It's very colonial, very old, and lots of great art, architecture. It's known for its food. So it's an amazing city in and of itself. It's very, very artsy. But I was like, I want to go to the beach.
So you're not there yet. You're still not at the beach yet.
No, so back then it was a 8 to 10 hour bus ride going through the mountains to get to the beach. Now they finally finished the highway, so it's a toll road and you get there in like 2, 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Back then, you could either take a little van called a colectivo and go through the mountains, which is like it's like this. So they literally hand you a barf bag because they do not stop. If you throw up, that's just too bad. They're not stopping for anything. I took the overnight bus, which was a bigger bus, and so it was much slower and gradual, but it was an overnight bus too. Puerto Escondido, and Puerto Escondido is really happening now. It used to be a small Mexican town, and then the surfers found it, and some of the kids found it, and they kind of carved out this section of the beach for themselves to go surfing and hang out and do yoga. Now Puerto Escondido is kind of like the new Tulum. It's
Okay.
really happening. There's a direct flight from Houston, Texas to it. But that wasn't my place. Puerto Escondido
Okay.
was not my place. Okay. So I kept going. And then I went to Mazunte. Definitely not my place. Mazunte has, it's very hippie. All the yoga guys walking around, no shirt, saying how like yoga they are and getting high all the time. Yeah. That's Mazunte. And they do have a really cool yoga school there called Riadaya. So that really helps to support the town. And Mazunte used to be really happening, and now everyone's kind of shifted to Porto. And then so I kept going. Then there's San Agostinho, which is a small town in between Mazunte and Zipolite. And when I got to Zipolite, I found my place. Zipolite is a clothing optional beach in Mexico.
Okay, is that what made it
Yeah.
your place?
No, I fell in love with the energy there. It is a beautiful beach. It's not really swimmable because the Pacific Ocean is very strong. There's a very strong current. So, I mean, Zipolite translates into the beach of death.
Oh, great.
Yeah, beach of death. Okay. And that because they used to actually put the deceased into the water and the currents would carry them out. But unfortunately, people also do die in the beach because the currents are so strong. They'll get drunk and then think they can go swimming, and it's not a good combination. But yeah, Nozick just has a special kind of energy. It's a very small village of about 1800 people. There's like one main street there. And but there's really great people there. There's all kinds of really great food. Believe it or not, Mexico is extremely international because it just kind of welcomes everybody. And so even though there's this town that's like 1800 people, like one main street really, all kinds of food. You can get crepes, you can get pizza, pasta, I
Really?
believe you can get sushi, you can get European baked goods because there's a European bakery there. Yeah, and then there's really nice hotels, and really good yoga and acupuncturists and some of those Feldenkrais, and like it's an amazing little oasis. It is also very gay friendly, so the gay guys have their own beach. But yeah, but it's like
Nude.
it's very yeah. Yeah, but it's like it's very freeing, you know, being on a naked beach and being able to, you know, be in connection with nature is very freeing. So Zipolite was my place.
Well,
Yeah, and I
and
loved it.
the journey to get there took you only 2.5 months. Like, it's
Well,
like,
not
go
even.
ahead.
I then I
Not
went
even.
then I went to Mexico City and Tulum and King. I went to some other places too, but yeah.
But
Yeah,
you
but no,
found your spot within that
I
2.5 months period.
did,
So,
absolutely.
and it's really cool to hear that because some of us can leave home and never find what we're looking for. And some of us can literally stay where we're at, but we're doing the work to still find what we're looking for. And it is
Exactly.
that same place as energy. It can be physical energy or it can be other type of energy that fuels you. Interesting, you're saying small beach. There's a beach about, I am a beach girl. I was born and raised where I live right now, but I moved away for 20 years. And for the first 5 years, I was in Alberta, so above Montana, there just to help you out. Eight and seven. Oh, you got it. Okay, most Americans, and no knock on Americans, just reality. They don't necessarily all know their own geography. So when you point something out in Canada, they have no clue. So you kind of have to give them an American reference point. But the whole
Exactly.
point is there are no beaches in Montana. There are no beaches in Alberta. You're looking at the Rockies at this point, right? So, but when I moved back for 14 years, I was surrounded by beaches, like provincial parks. But this one here, the one that I'm 15 minutes away from, goes on to Lake Erie. Like it is Lake Erie. So,
Nice.
yes, there's been plenty of deaths at Big Beach. There's Big Beach and Little Beach.
Okay.
There is a King Edward Bridge that goes like this and stops all the traffic so the boats can go through. There's only a couple in the world. And it's 15 minutes, like doorstep to feet in the
Nice.
sand any time of year. I mean, we don't get the sun like you do in Mexico all throughout the year, but you got to find what that thing is. Now, I'm thinking in my head, my caveat to that is why am I letting my daughter drive my car? So that's changed. My husband obviously needs his car for work, and my daughter, because I've been dealing with health issues, she uses my car for school and then for her job, and so I am not going to the beach. But my middle daughter was over yesterday, and she was just using like the we actually did body doubling, which
Yes.
I don't know. Are you familiar with it?
It sounds very familiar, but go ahead and run us through it just in
Yeah,
case
yeah.
there's people that aren't.
And it can happen on Zoom or it can happen in person. So it's my middle daughter. She's living with my parents in the basement right now. And there's some turbulence as they're all getting used to this, right? There's three generations in there, mom and dad's, a middle one, and hers. So there is some going to be some turbulence. So Renee popped in yesterday and she set up at the kitchen table. She got to watch the autumn leaves from the tree. She set herself up some music. And sometimes she'd come down here for a break and I would go up there for a heat up my tea or whatever, have a Timbit that, because she, of course, brought Tim Hortons. And are you familiar with Tim Hortons at all? Our Canadian Tim Hortons?
I have heard Tim Hortons,
Okay.
and it is
So
legendary.
it's our, yes, it's our legendary coffee shop. It's literally at every corner. Okay, not quite, but almost. And so she brought tea and Timbits, which are I think they're called donut holes in the States. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
I
So
love
just
those.
like a bite or two of pure bliss. Anyways, we shouldn't be talking about this because this is not good for my system either. But body doubling, for those that are not familiar, you can do it on Zoom. So Tina and I could both be on Zoom here doing work. And we just mute
Cool.
each other and mute the screen, but we're looking at each other, but we're doing the work for an hour. We're making calls for an hour. We're doing something throughout this time together. And that's called body doubling, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's in person. And sometimes it's a matter of somebody can sit in the same room with you and they can be on their phone, but now you're able to get everything done in that room because there's a person there.
Thanks.
Okay, so it is a neurodivergent piece, but it's very helpful. So, oh, where was I going with Renee coming? Oh, yeah, Renee always goes to a coffee shop in Port Stanley. It's her favorite place to go. But because she needed a
Nice.
table and more things to lay out, she goes, I would have needed two tables put together. But going to this quaint little coffee shop in Port Stanley where she can do a drive and see the waves. It's one of her favorite places to go to work, right? And she found her place. She found her energy, and it's like you with your energy shopping there, your healing shopping, your perfect puzzle piece. I would love to know how you knew instantly, because I have a feeling you knew instantly when you were in that town.
I did. I really fell in love with Sipolite. It's definitely an energetic thing, I believe, and just like, and I think because it is an op clothing optional beach, there's a sense of freedom. You know, that you don't really experience in other places, and people aren't ogling you or harassing you or anything like that. It's just like, oh, you're just naked on the beach if you want to be. And you're gonna be naked in the restaurants on the beach if you want to be. You know, it's just
Really?
very natural. It's just very natural and very normal, and there's no stigma to it. It's just, you know, all out in the open, which I really think I like that sense of freedom because I grew up in a very different type of household. So my mother, I haven't said this on air before, but my mother used to work in as a cashier. She was a cashier the entire time I was growing up, and she used to work in Triple X theaters as a
Okay.
cashier. Yeah,
Okay.
so like nudity and things like that were very common. You know, it wasn't like behind closed doors when I was growing
Okay.
up.
No, it
Yeah,
was
my.
still very much behind closed doors. Like not me with my three girls, because we had one bathroom and that didn't happen. I mean, they know how to get in now, with a knife. And you have to close that one door because they can get into that one and they can barricade you, because they know your corner. But I've heard like there's a nude beach in Toronto, on the Toronto Islands, and I was there once and I didn't know it was a nude beach. And I ogled a little bit, but I, one look and it's like, yeah, no, I know what it looks like. I'm not interested. Like it's very similar to people being at a workout class. You think everybody's looking at you, but they're thinking of
Yeah.
themselves. They're thinking the same dialogue.
Exactly. So
So did that, were you attracted to that, or did that just suddenly made you feel more comfortable?
it is the sense of freedom and the sense of openness, I think, really connected with me. I was also a little tired of traveling, I will say that as well.
Okay.
Because it does take a toll on you when you're going from town to town and city to city rather quickly. It does kind of take a toll on you. But there is just something special about it. Sipolite is just a very special place because it's not your typical tourist town. It's not flooded with people all the time. You know, there is an ebb and flow of it. And it's also very small. You know, it's not for everyone and it's not for everybody long term. And I actually ended up staying there about 6 months. Because I did not realize, like, everyone wants to live on the beach, right? But it's so hot on the beach in Mexico during like the spring and summer. Like, it's perfect for the winter. But, oh my goodness, during the rest of the year, it's hot and they do not have air conditioning as a blade. No, there is,
Okay,
you got your hammock.
you got your hammock. So we're
You
gonna
got your
have
hammock.
to do your human design. You're gonna have to do one of the steps for your human
Okay.
design, because, and I can't do it on the show. I can do it afterwards. I'll get some of your details
Okay,
afterwards. But the reason why is everybody's different, right? And I think I shared with you behind camera that human design is my new foundation for my holistic health coaching. So from
Nice.
there, so essentially, whatever I call myself, I've gone through different names, but very interesting. My throat chakra is screaming at me as I'm trying to talk here. And right now I'm back to labeling myself a weight loss life coach, helping you release the unwanted weight of debt, stress, and pounds.
Oh, nice.
But it starts with your human design.
Interesting.
We get to that, but everybody is so unique and different. Let's figure out your actual authentic energetic blueprint. So what I've learned about myself, and it's interesting that you brought up Mexico, I need to be in a humid environment physically.
Interesting. Okay.
So for my home, so it's funny because when I'm doing events, I was thinking of bringing, so I've been revamping my marketing material and I was thinking, okay, what am I going to have at my booth? And I was thinking, oh, a diffuser. And when I was doing some research, I was actually advised to bring a diffuser and a humidifier to keep my booth moist.
Okay.
Right? I might just do the diffuser, maybe have two going, but with the same scent. I've always had a diffuser in here, but it broke.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, so think of humid as trees and breeze and yeah, that something in the air, like that humidity, the heaviness, the wet. So very interesting how that is my ideal climate.
Interesting. Yeah, that is different.
So I would be curious to see what yours is and how aligned it is or isn't, or what about it is aligned. Because I
That is
would say it is
interesting.
aligned because other words you wouldn't have found it.
Right.
Right? So it's all of these different variables that we don't think about, such as what you have never previously shared about your past. Right? Who would have, in 53 years, did you ever say, I need to go to a naked beach? Like, or I want to live at one? No. No, it was part of your foundation, but you never thought twice about it. So tell us about your business and what you do. Educate us.
Okay, well, I am releasing a book, so that is a big thing for me. I did have a publisher, and that did not work out well. So,
I know a couple
this.
if you need help. Three.
Well, I'm self-publishing now. I was like, you know
Okay.
what? We're gonna do this anyway, and I'm gonna self-publish.
Okay, good for you. Is this
So,
your first book?
I actually have a small ebook out for massage therapists that I did right before coming to Mexico. I released it, and I found out that if you do not promote your book, it does not sell.
What? People just don't magically know?
I didn't know that. But it is for massage therapists. It's called "Show Me the M Money: A Massage Therapist's Guide to Making More."
Okay.
So I released that back in 2021, and now
Amazon.
I Amazon.
Okay.
It's an ebook. It's also on my PayHip store, and so now I'm releasing my big book. It's 50 Fabulous and Effable, and it is to empower and inspire women turning 50 to travel and live their best lives. Because I know because it's so important to really live your life. Because I found out after I lost my mom and stepdad right before my 40th birthday, 6 months apart, very suddenly, and then I lost a bunch of other family members very suddenly, that I was like, I need to start traveling when I was 45. And I did. And a week before my trip to Spain and Italy is when I had my car accident at the end of my career. So, yeah, so the universe does have a sense of humor.
I don't think it ended your career. We need to reframe that.
Well, it
The
ended my massage
landscape of
career.
your career changed.
Well, it did end my massage career. So, and unfortunately, I still do have some issues with it. But in the States, they want to do a $300,000 surgery. And I was like, no, thank you.
Wow.
Just because I knew what I was dealing with and I could cope with it myself. So that's why I've moved beyond massage. And so I'm launching my book as well as my speaking career and coaching career with this. So yeah, but I've been living on passive income for 5 years,
All because
and
of your book? No, all because
no,
of
I was renting at my house.
Okay.
I was renting at my house, and
Okay.
that's how I was living. However, that has changed, and so now I'm launching my career as a coach, author, and speaker.
I love that. And
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt, and I normally don't apologize for interrupting. We talked about ping-ponging earlier, but
That's good.
I wanted you to reframe your mind because yes, same with me. Did it end my career as a personal trainer? Yes, no. Could you still massage right now? Yes,
No,
no. Not at
no.
all.
No, actually, I tried for a year and a half. I kept going for a year
No,
and a
I meant
half
like
after.
one, like a one-off kind of deal. No.
Honestly, no, I get horrendous headaches from it.
Yeah, so
Even
you know your
sitting for too
boundary.
long.
Yeah.
So it's just like that part of my life is done and gone, unfortunately. So now it's moving on to a whole new chapter, which is
Okay.
what your 50s are all about.
Yeah, it is like, so I'm sorry for your losses because that's hard too. I can sit here and complain about my parents on the other side, but I still have them. I mean, I didn't have them for 20 years so much because I was away. And I don't think we need to talk to each other or see each other as much as we do. But on the same token, we get to see each other a lot. Like it's a double-edged sword in some ways. You do become, if you're lucky enough to be in this position, you do become their entertainment, their link to the outside world. You're living life and they're not kind of deal. Until they wake up. So let's put them aside. And, I love a couple of, well, no, I love a lot of it. Like, I've been itching to travel. I went to Cuba with my best friend 2 years ago. So, year one, I think, into my head problem. No, my inflamed nerves in my head. That's the reality, is it? And I rewrote my very one and only vacation experience. The first time I went with my husband at the time, this was 27 years ago, 28 years ago. It didn't work. Not the marriage and not the vacation. It was both cases were examples of what not to do. So you fast forward, and I got to have the best experience of my life with my best friend. And my only regret is she hates getting her picture taken. So every picture, she's not in there with me. Right? I wish we've known each other since grade nine. I really wish there was one picture of us to remind me. But I mean, there's lots of pictures of me in the environment, and we were having fun. And I know, like, I want to travel. I don't even know if I can get on a plane. I can't even drive to Jersey or New York right now because of my head and where I'm at. But here's where I was going at with my parents. They're 79. My dad's going to be 80 in January, and then my mom will be 80 in July. Okay. They have what? If we're lucky, 10 more birthdays, 10 more summers, 10 more Christmases. Is now the time to be like, yes, it is. No, it isn't. It's when you look at life like that, even for us. If I'm living till I'm 100, which I have every intention to, and my best life could still be coming up, right? This is just a part of my story right now. If God wanted this to be my story, he would have ended me. Like it's not the end of my story. It is the beginning of my next one, just like you. And we don't know yet what this is going to look like or how it's going to unfold or who we're going to meet or where it's going to pull us to. But what we do know is that time is going at such that rapid pace. We're never going to get it back. And again, if we're lucky, we have 50 years or 43 or whatever it might look like, right? 47. Like, that's if we live till 100, if we're that lucky. So yeah, it's time to start living.
Absolutely. So I say take the trip. Tell your parents you love them, do FaceTime with them, but take the trip. That's
That's
my
actually
advice.
when I went to Cuba, I didn't even tell anybody. Like, Pony knew. Not one of my children knew. My parents
That's
did not
funny.
know. When my mom called the very next day for our daily chat, I said, Dad, no, Mom, I can't make it for dinner tonight. And I flipped it to FaceTime, and she's like, where are you? And my grandson, I was like in March. It was perfect. It was the leap year, but it was the leap day. So it was that bonus day is when we flew. And so it was like beginning of March, and I'm in the Pacific Ocean. And he's like, wow, Grandma, where are you? Right? And we have to make the best of what's to come. We don't know what it looks like. And I hate to say this, so I'm still fighting my chronic illness. And at this point, it's expected to not go away after it's been there for a certain period of time. And you might have ailments that we're not talking about. Other people listening to this are definitely going to have something that they're going to feel restricted by. And that is something that you have to factor in, but don't let it stop you. Right? Like, sure, maybe you need to bring your bank account back up. Maybe you need to clear up some bills. But if you don't know yet what goals you're chasing, you're running towards, what you want to do, make that your priority to figure it out. Because there's so much to explore and see. So you've been doing this for a bunch of years now.
Not really a bunch of years. I've been living internationally since 2021, and I started traveling internationally at 45. I was late to the game on traveling. I hadn't been on a plane till I was 30. And I do get hor I get hor horrible travel anxiety. So it's something that I do actively work with.
Do
Because
you?
I'm not okay until I'm on the plane. And when I'm on the plane, I'm good.
Oh
But
gosh,
getting
girl,
up to
that's when
that
I
point.
start. So I have a little cocktail that I take beforehand. It's something that air flight stewardess, there's one at my Aquafit class, and she kind of backed up when I told her. But I'm like, other words, I'm throwing up. So it's a combination of gravel and melatonin and anyways, it knocks me out cold and I don't throw up on the plane. In other words, I'm throwing, oh, and a double Caesar, a Caesar with double vodka, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, that one works. So
I used to have a couple Long Islands, so I was good, but I don't drink
thing.
anymore. So,
Well, and that's another thing, right? Like, I made a batch of wine the other day with my girlfriend, and I know it's not like officially ready yet, but I've had like a bottle and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I like it, but it takes time. The thing is, I'm not really into drinking that much anymore. That's changed. Has that changed for you too? Or does that come with the story?
Well, I'm sober. I got sober in 2018. So I'm
Okay,
7 years sober.
congratulations. Yes.
But I have heard from other women that especially once you get in your 50s, like you're used to it doesn't it affects you differently and you just don't crave it. And I think that's a good thing because I do think it's really easy as women to use alcohol self-medication, which is what I used to do. And then also it's really easy for one glass to turn into a bottle of wine. Like that is so easy to
So
do.
easy. Yeah, like Tony doesn't drink, so it's easy to see when I go to pour my second or to drink a bottle, because like you said, it's so easy
It's
to be
easy.
like, not that there's judgment, but unless you're the one sitting there drinking it, you don't realize it's really only two half decent glasses of wine. Like it's not that much. I'm not saying he side eyes me or anything like that, but he doesn't really drink, so it's a great influence. But my mom, so my grandson was 5 in May, and my mom's been sober for 6 years now herself. So our journey has included celebrating that. So we don't seem to have open booze sitting around at the holidays anymore, or and we will bring a lot of non-alcoholic treats, sparkling wine, this and that. But again, it's full of sugar. I'm not interested. Like, find me a no sugar, tastes amazing, like sparkling wine, like champagne, but with no alcohol and no sugar, and give me that.
So it is sparkling water with a dash of cranberry juice or cranberry light juice and lime. So
Okay.
it's a virgin Cape Cod.
Is that what they're called? Cape Cods? I've always
I
just
think
called it
so. Maybe
vodka water
not.
with a splash of crayon, because
Yeah,
that's what I
because it's
normally drink. But
No, it's a Cape Cod, I believe. I could be wrong. It's been a
no,
while,
we
but I
can
do
Google
believe
it.
so.
We can
Yeah.
Google it
But
after,
yeah.
but
But yeah, so just sparkling water
I
with a
never
little
thought
bit
of
of
that.
cranberry juice and some lime. It's amazing. Yeah.
In a wine glass, because that's just fun.
Absolutely. And here in Mexico, they do lemonada, which is you can do it with regular water or sparkling water, but it's basically sparkling water with lime juice, and then you can add sugar to it or sweetener if you want to give it a little bit more flavor. But yeah, here in Mexico, they do agua del días, which is fruit that's pureed in a blender with water added to it. There's all different kinds of things you can do. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
Make it fun.
the
Make it
low
fun.
sugar part that I want to wrap my head around a little bit more
Yeah.
again.
So like a limonada, it's sparkling water with lime juice and like a touch of stevia.
Yep.
So
Yep.
still sweet, but it's
Yep.
low cal. Yeah, there's all
Yep.
kinds of fun things. And if you
Yeah.
Google it, especially for the holidays, there's going to be so many things out there. Like it's going to be insane.
Well, and that's kind of what I think I want to do this year, is do a punch bowl that a punch bowl, but just like what we're talking about, that's fine for everybody, and there's no alcohol in it. It's the younger kids in their 20s, want to get it, like they can pour their own into it, but they can have a
Exactly.
line up in one of the bedrooms that my mom won't go into. But I want to
Yeah,
avoid
you'll be fine.
that temptation. And it's not the first year, but stresses are different, right? So
They are, but if she's 6 years sober, she should be good unless she's having an unusually stressful time, then it can trigger some things. But if she has support also, that makes a difference too. If she's in a program or something, that also makes a difference.
yeah, she's not
So,
loving the Zoom factor at all, so then she doesn't go. And then in
oh,
person, it's got to be the right energy or she's not into it, because otherwise people are just kind of saying the same old sad stories and she finds it depressing
well, and she may have moved,
past
not
that. Yeah.
I won't say beyond it, but she might need a different stimulus, to have support, because that does make a difference.
Well, it doesn't. And you had touched on something about, being women in our 50s, but you didn't say the women part, but I'm going to add the women part. So what we don't realize as a society, or you people may or may not know, is one of the things that happens in menopause, perimenopause, menopause, is our estrogen drops. And when our estrogen drops, so does our dopamine. So anybody who's neurodivergent, again, at all, and that's a pretty big box, okay? Anybody that fits in that box, they already have low dopamine. So they're already the type of personality that is constantly searching for that high. They're already the
Interesting.
personality that's going to be most likely an addictive personality, or that athlete that's always doing races, or sh the shopaholic. Like, they're always searching for that high because their body doesn't have it anyways. Now, add that extra element of the lower estrogen and the even further depletion of the dopamine, and it makes that craving that much bigger.
Interesting. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, so we talked before
Interesting.
about niching down, and one of the but niching down is, specifically Gen X, because we need all the help we can get. Said lightly, but I mean, we're not living in enough joy as a generation. We're very much sandwiched. We've been sandwiched most of our lives. Even now, some of us are struggling to find jobs because baby boomers are still in there. I mean, the struggle is real. It's been real for this generation, and we've always taken it with, yeah, bring it on. But at this point, it's not a time in your life to do more, right? So adding that neurodivergent piece for me over the summer was like putting the puzzle pieces all together of my life. It
Interesting.
explained so much of my past that I didn't think twice about. So that's where I've been geeking out. I can't run
Amazing.
anymore from my head, so I can just read all my books.
Exactly.
But it is
That's
interesting because
awesome.
now we know, right? Now you know
Right.
what you're searching for, and you know, when you were saying it was all about the energy, that is a huge message of inner connection and going within. That didn't happen overnight, right? It took a
Right.
long time for you to find that energy within,
It's something I've worked on throughout my life. You know, it
right?
really is. And self-development and self-awareness is something that's really important to me because my mother didn't have that. And she was kind of
Who's
like always living in the past. So it's always been very important for me.
And would you say that's been part of your story, like literally forever, or more so later in life?
Pretty much always, because I grew up going to the church and then also excelling in school because those were two safe places for me. Although I got bullied a lot in school, so not so safe. But yeah, those were two places where I really wanted to do well and because I wanted to change my life.
Seeing it's awesome. Awesome that that's where it started for you. Where I think I went to a school that was part French, part English. So I really didn't
Interesting.
learn English grammar until grade 9, but all of those teachers thought I had already learned it. So I was being disciplined in my grades for not knowing something. But because I learned French, so 1 year English, or sorry, history would be in French, and the next year would be in English. So if you were a 50 or a 60% student, how do you know that you understood enough of the stuff that's being taught? And that was my whole elementary school system. Geography French, geography English, science French, science English. Like, so it was
My goodness.
hard. I screwed up my G's, J's, I's, E's, D's, B's, T's. And I thought up until recently, it was just G's, J's, I's, and E's, because in French, the letter E, the letter I is pronounced like the letter E. That's the same thing with G and J. They're just mixed up. So I thought that was just my French, right? It wasn't my French, as I was noticing my journal entries, and I was scratching out P's and D's where it should have been a B. And so it's kind of connecting all of these things that probably nobody connected as a child. Right. And so my grades were not straight A's. My grades were somebody fighting to get like a C plus, but nobody knew why. So when I went to the guidance counselor in grade 12 to figure out my next moves, university or college, and she outright told me, "You're not smart enough for university." Ouch. So I can't say that school was my safe spot. I loved it though. Don't get me wrong, being a social butterfly and a networking queen, I probably had those shining for me in that element as well. But I think that put a little something on me to keep me down. Right? Just like you said about your mom. That generation doesn't know any better. My mom won't meditate. She won't journal. But yet she's very open and honest with me talking about her sobriety. You know, she's okay with people knowing that. So the good news is there is some growth and some change that's happening in the lineage side of
That's
things,
good. Yeah.
right? So what else do you have to share? What else can you share with us? I'm excited about your
Well,
book. Tell us a little bit more about your book.
okay. Well, the book actually is broken up into three different sections. The first section is like you're 50 and you're amazing, you
Good.
know, and you should definitely travel. Like that is definitely in the book. The middle section is more practical. Like, hey, if you don't have like a will, you should probably get one in place right now. You
Okay.
know, just because you know, when you're at this stage in life, you're in midlife, and if you don't have that in place, it's really important because if you don't have it in place, then you're giving up your say as to who gets your things and how you want your legacy to be remembered. Because if you don't have it, like in the States, it will go into probate, and that can take years and eat up a lot of your estate.
Yeah, here in
Like
Canada, it goes to your estate and it's a messy mess.
Yeah, so that is something like if you don't have it yet, get it in place. And there's a lot of famous people that haven't, done that either. Like Aretha Franklin didn't have a will. Prince didn't have a will. There's a lot of famous people that, just didn't have those things in place. And I also talk about insurance because ironically enough, after my massage career, I was licensed in life insurance and I did pre-planning for funerals. So that goes into the book also, and there's a lot of different options. So I kind of highlight a lot of those so that you can decide how you want to be remembered instead of it just happening and not knowing do you want to be cremated, do you want to be put in a burial spot, like, and how do you want people to remember you? That's really important. So I do talk about that, and I try to make it light and fun because it's not a fun topic to talk about.
No, it's
Nobody
not.
wants to
It's
talk
hard.
about dying. Nobody wants to talk about dying. So I do try to make it light and fun. So that's the middle section, and I do talk about my experience with my mother passing, because unfortunately we are going to have the experiences with our parents. I had mine very, very early. My mother passed at the age of 58, right before my 40th. Whereas other people like you do have older parents, and you're gonna have to make some decisions. Like hopefully they'll be able-bodied and be able to be on their own for a long time, and you won't have to be a caregiver. However, making sure that you have those relationships, like in a good place, it's really
It
important. Kind of saying your goodbyes and working through your stuff now, which can save you tons in therapy later. It really can to have that closure now and to be on good terms so that you know that they're coherent, they can remember what you're saying. You have that closure, you've worked through your stuff, and so no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. Because when you lose your parents, it does really affect you. So I do talk about those things, and that's the middle section because, then we end on a happy note. We end on like self-care and why self-care is so extremely important. And I preach that in the book all throughout the book, like I honestly do, because as women, we don't give
Four
ourselves enough
sections,
self-care. Three sections.
three
You're
sections. Okay.
fabulous. You're fabulous, and travel that goes into one. And then the middle section is the practical section, and the end of the book is about self-care and like taking care of yourself, fulfilling your dreams is all throughout it, and desires. The last what I have is the last chapter right now, and I am finalizing everything. My goal is to have it out by the end of this month. I was shooting for it to be out in December, but I'm like, you know what? It's been a rough year. I think we all need a good laugh, and we need to have some fun. Because it's been a rough
And then
year for
you're going to
everyone,
need to
I think.
promote it, promote it, promote it.
I know, which I love talking, so that's good. But getting it done and getting through the edits is making me crazy. So we need to have a complete. It may not be perfect, ladies. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not going to be perfect. So, but the last chapter that I have right now is called "Kick Ass and Rule the World." So it's to empower you and be like, yes, we can do this. So, it's to be empowered and inspired. Because it's so important for us to be like, yes, we are ending everything on a high note. It's not to be sad, it's to be empowered to move on, to be encouraged. So that is the last chapter that I have currently. So I really hope to get everything wrapped up, finished, and be promoting it so that you can have it in your hands and be having it for Christmas and Christmas gifts, which will be amazing. So yeah, but and it's been so much fun chatting with you, Sonia, and I really appreciate your time and having me here. It's been such a great experience.
Sorry, I fooled around with my headphones there, and I appreciate you chatting,
Worries.
but I did miss
Okay,
that.
good.
So
Okay,
hopefully
that's
it'll
fine because
give us.
I said the A word and I was like, oh no, was I not supposed to say that? So I was like, oh.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure some parents will catch it. I don't know yet the exact demographics, just because I have them everywhere of who listens, but I know who my intended audience is, and I try to be mindful of that.
That's good, absolutely.
Okay, so I did have one final question for you. Oh, self-care, before I forget.
Yes.
I wrote this book, but
Oh, amazing. Love it.
it's Your Story Matters. It's a woman's self-love, self-awareness book available on
Nice.
Amazon. I mean,
Nice.
I've done others. But This one is super important. I'm actually working on another one as well, and I wish I knew you earlier. We could have body doubled and gotten our books done, because I
Right?
have revision one and two done, and then I started digging deeper with more research, and I think I'm going to add a way too much more. So this is kind of the problem, right? Is
Right.
expand and go further, and then it all looks the same, and then we need to walk away. But this book's on fat loss with some stories
Nice.
intermingled. Yeah, I'm not sure yet if it's just going to be a mini download, but I think it's bigger than that now. So it might just be like a book like this one, maybe, where it's kind of a little bit shorter. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. This is the book, by the way, where I got that quote. It's called Growing Boldly.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Literally, I haven't made it past the introduction, so but I had to stop and go get my journal and write that down. It's twice today I
Right.
referred to it.
Oh,
So,
nice.
Tina, we've been chatting for some time. When I just looked at the timer, it was 1, 2, 3, 4. So I am very much into numerology, and I want to thank you for being a guest on our show today. We are definitely going to stay in touch and get that link to your book updated as soon as you have it.
Great,
We will
fabulous.
circle back and add it to this. Before we sign off, is there anything else you want to say and share with our audience?
The main purpose of my book and the point of the book is that if I can do it, you can do it, and that there's always hope. Like, no matter all the things that I've been through in my life, that especially things have been very traumatic, like, if I can come out through the other side and be living the life that I love and I'm passionate about, so can you.
Totally
Because 50
agree.
is 50 is just the beginning, it's not the end.
Yeah, it's we talked about this. It's not the end, and I'm going to share one piece of advice for those that are ready to hear it, because we know when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And with every new level comes a new devil. So everything that you've been put through was creating you and preparing you for something even greater. And it is something to hold on to when you're going through whatever you're going through, and you don't know you're going through it. You just know that you're spinning your hamster roll, hamster roll, hamster roll. And yes, one day you will take action. And maybe today's the day. Maybe you're going to be like, I need to travel. I need to do what Tina did. And maybe you can't. You know, maybe it's something you have to plan towards. Do it. Plan towards it. Get that joy. Get that unapologetic joy in your life. Create a
Absolutely,
list.
absolutely,
Start
yes.
your list. I was looking at it right before our call because I was trying to find something. I have four things on my list. Five now.
Nice.
Writing books,
Yes.
being on a podcast, delivering workshops. So I love delivering content. So you could marry those two.
Nice.
And then I wrote AquaFit in church. So that would be my community need. Right, because I get that
Nice.
at those. So I found a few things. Painting doesn't quite give me joy, but it keeps me zoned in. So I do that too now. You just never
Nice.
know
That's
where it's going to
awesome.
lead. Yeah.
Exactly. You never know. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I know this message is going to reach thousands of people between our networks, and it's going to land exactly where it needs to land.
Absolutely.
We are going to have all of the information in the show notes with how to reach you. And so they can follow along on your journey. I would suggest, guys, that you follow now so you can see Tina's journey and learn about when the book gets released and when it's ready. I'm excited for you.
Yay! Exactly. Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's been an absolute joy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time, Tina, and
You're
everybody
welcome.
else. We will see you all next week or in the next episode.